The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, Jeremy Clarkson has admitted to finding the running of a pub relentless, but one thing he didn't expect to contend with was the extreme amount of theft. In an article in The Telegraph, he shed light on the thefts that he experiences, revealing that by week's end, the pub is down 400 glasses, a couple of light bulbs, a few urinal traps, and even a little bit of cooking oil. Well, joining me now to discuss this further is Ali Dunworth, food and drinks writer and author of A Compendium of Irish Pints. Ali, you're very welcome to the programme. So, did you go to your glass cupboard? Did you look inside? Did you spot a glass that you know deep down inside you didn't buy off a shop shelf?
Absolutely.
Oh, your honesty. I love it. How many, Ali?
Well, I've only been in this house for not even 2 years, so there was actually only two in the press. But I'd say there's very few houses in Ireland that don't have pint glasses in the press, like that have been acquired along the way somewhere.
Why do you think pub goers do this?
Well, I mean, I think when we were younger, we thought it was sort of a rite of passage. I don't know. It was like maybe you were young, like you were a student. We sort of felt like we needed them and you might bring them home. If you like the look of a pint glass is one thing.
You almost might just created put it in a your collection. Bag.
Yeah. And like you might, you know, that was kind of everybody had them. But there's also the times when you don't really realize it and you're getting the last, you don't want to finish it. You don't want to leave any behind. Next thing you're outside. Next thing you don't want to leave it on the street. So you bring it home with you. Like there's all kinds of ways that we acquire it. But I think that people who would never consider it stealing and would never steal anything else in their life have probably taken a glass home from the pub.
Yeah, like I'm not going to pretend I haven't. I did once find two cheap champagne glasses and a champagne bucket in a handbag. But
oh,
that
wow.
was like 25 years ago. I think I was in my very early 20s. And you say, look, maybe it is a bit of a rite of passage for that generation. But are older people doing it too, do you think? Because as you get older, you tend to actually get a bit more particular about the glass you drink out of.
Yeah, well, you do. And interestingly, I was talking to my friend Judith, who's a publican. She's in Boyles in Kildare. And I just asked her about it earlier. And she said, like, she's actually surprised that the wine glasses get stolen because she's like, I can expect it from the pint drinkers, but I wouldn't expect like people to take home wine glasses because, you know, pub wine glass isn't usually particularly what you want to be drinking out of. But I don't know. It's just something people do. And like, there's all kinds of stories about things other than pint glasses. Like you often see it on Instagram and Facebook now, a picture got stolen. Or I had written in my book about a time a bar stool had been stolen from a pub in Blanchardstown and they put out a campaign and someone brought it back. And like now everyone has video.
Stool?
A bar stool.
How did they get it out the door without anybody seeing? And what kind of a bar stool was it?
Who knows? And it was the Black Wolf in Blanchardstown. And I wrote it in the book because I found loads of those stories. But that was my favourite one because the guy wrote the apology when he brought them back, like anonymously dropped them back and said I had to bring them back because they didn't suit my kitchen.
Oh. And if it had suited the kitchen, it would still be there.
I don't know.
In a bar recently and I was having a glass of beer, actually. And it was in a beautiful, beautiful new glass. I'd never seen it before. And the bar attendant said to me, I hope you enjoy that because you'll never get to drink out of that glass again. And I said, why? And she said, oh, that'll be gone by this evening, these brand new glasses. And I just wonder, what is the cost of all of this for publicans?
Well, when I asked Judith, she said she replaces at least 50 to 60% of their glasses every year between stealing and breaking. And now when a new beer or something comes on, the brewery might give you a box or a couple of boxes or something, but then you're buying the rest of them. So the publicans have to just factor, you know, people giving out about the price of a pint, but they have to factor in breakages. Same as anyone in hospitality, you have to factor in breakages. Maybe in restaurants, people don't bring home the plates as much you would hope. But like, it's just, I don't know. And it's probably when you've had a few drinks, you kind of get a bit giddy. Like I will admit, I was actually in the pub with my friend Karen last night. I won't say what pub we were in because I don't want to give her away. But I had a half pint in the gorgeous little tulip glass. Do you know the half
yes.
Guinness pint? They're
yes.
lovely. She was like, I'll put that in your bag. That's lovely.
Karen. Is that a real Karen thing to do? The shame of it. You've just outed your mate. Why do you think? I mean, I take it, Karen, I've never met your friend, but I take it she's not a shoplifter. She's not a petty thief. Why do you think it was seen as less of a crime to nick a glass from a bar?
It just, a rite of passage, we just don't think, we don't consider it the same way. And I do think the fact that you're usually having a couple of drinks when you think of it, like, your morals are loosened maybe after a couple of pints and you're going, okay, actually, that's a good idea, or my bag is big enough. And like in the olden days, people used to take home ashtrays. Like, I don't know if you remember back, you know, back in the day when there'd be all those branded ashtrays, and now they're collector's items. The pubs would have them like all over the place. Like, I think it's just always been a thing in the Irish pubs, and obviously in the English pubs as well.
I think one of the things we could do is give people access to these glasses online. That's part of the issue here, I think, is that these beautiful glasses, you can't go into a shop and buy them.
And you can for a lot of them. Like, I actually am sitting here now. I have a Guinness one that was designed by Kathy Burke, and it says gorgeous across it instead of Guinness. And I bought them, and I have like, I have loads of limited, like Heffy ones. He's a designer. I had bought some of them. So like, there is ones that you can buy. There's a beer brand in Ireland now, Beavertown, that are a UK brand, and they're supposedly the most stolen glasses in the UK. They've really colourful illustrations on them, and they like use it in their marketing and talk about how robbable their glasses are. Like, they're aware of it.
Okay, so they've turned this into a marketing opportunity. Very, very clever.
And there, yeah, and there's ones, the one Heffy, who's the designer, he illustrated my book as well, Stephen Heffernan. He does really funny real zeitgeisty like illustrations about like kind of in Irish jokes, and he designed the pint glasses in the Dead Rabbit, which is a famous Irish bar in New York. And I'd say they're gone. They say really
collector's
like
items.
They say go on, and then like they have Irish like cute phrases on them. They're not just the Guinness branding. And I'd say
they're in somebody's in somebody's house somewhere. I just want to go to some of the texts that we've brought in here. I took a hot whiskey glass with a little handle about 20 years ago, and I still use it at home when I want a hot toddy. No apologies there. At the price that Clarkson charges for a pint in one of his pubs, I would have assumed that it came with a free glass, says another ad. I've taken fabulous Hendrix gin glasses. I know the ones. I couldn't resist, and after a few drinks, I felt a little bit brave, says Roisin. So I love that. Lots of people texting in. They've taken the glasses, and not one person feeling sorry for it. If you're a publican, do get in touch. I'm sure it's deeply frustrating. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.